If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With 2019 in the rearview mirror, how about making it the last year you suffered through bad sleep? Chronic sleep deprivation has been shown to lead to depression, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. Bottom line, we need 8 hours of sleep. One of sleep's biggest problems, temperature. Tough to get good sleep if you're too hot or too cold. So for the year 2020, how about making it a resolution to get the pod by 8 Sleep? The pod combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to enhance your rest and recovery. It learns your sleep habits and adjusts the temperature automatically, which means if you like the bed cool, but you're sleeping with someone who likes it warm, you can have it all in a crazy comfortable bed. For the next week, get $200 off your pod and a free gravity blanket. For a total value of $500, go to 8sleep.com/vsin. EIGHTSleep.com/vsin. Log on now, 8sleep.com/vsin.
Hello and welcome to episode 71 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Friday, everyone. Get ready. We have a epic 3-day stretch of games coming up here, guys. I want to invite everyone to join us on the Lombardi line this weekend. We'll be back at it tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. Eastern time up until noon, breaking down all the big Saturday NFL divisional round games, Minnesota-San Fran, Tennessee-Baltimore. Be back at it on Sunday, talking Houston, KC, and Seattle, Green Bay, and then the granddaddy of them all on Monday night. Huge matchup, Clemson versus LSU. So get ready. It's going to be an epic 3-day stretch here. 3 days of just fantastic football. So get ready. It's going to be a blast. But thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to the VSiN Market Insights Pod. We have a kind of a short slate today, guys. So I think we can kind of take our time, stretch our feet a little bit. We have 10 NBA games. Shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers last night. Huge hit for Wise Guys podcast listeners. 76ers beat the Celtics 109-98. But yeah, we have 10 NBA games. We have 11 college basketball games. We have 3 NHL games. We're also going to do a little NHL. It kind of dawned on me. I'm always looking for stuff to write about in the newsletter, and usually it's pretty easy, you know, just talking about football dominates everything, but it dawned on me that we're pretty much halfway through the NHL, and I wanted to do just kind of a quick recap of how the first half went, most profitable teams, best systems. So we'll do a little bit of NHL talk just to kind of talk about what's worked, what hasn't. Surprisingly, dogs have performed pretty well overall. So we'll hit on a bunch of systems we can lean on throughout the rest of the season. But then also, we'll do a little quick recap of all the games coming up this weekend. Have continued to see a lot of sharp action on that James Madison, North Dakota State FCS championship game. Hopefully everyone is able to jump on some of these lines early when we first mentioned them on the VSiN Market Insights pod. But after opening plus 1.5 or even plus 2 North Dakota State, we talked about how they'd probably go to pick them, and they're actually over to minus 1 or minus 1.5 at some books. So hopefully you jumped on that early. And also that really bad weather under, it's continued to look awful. 18 to 20 miles an hour of wind, low 30s, overcast. And that total continues to fall. It's open 51. I think the other day we talked about it going down to 49. It's now down to 48.5. Some looks are 48. I saw 47.5. So that number continues to fall. So I'm glad we were able to pinpoint a lot of those numbers early, identify some trends early, and hopefully take advantage of them. But as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, we have so much going on at VSiN right now. Highly recommend Point Spread Weekly Magazine. Get you covered for this weekend's betting extravagant betting bonanza, where we have all our NFL divisional round matchups, LSU, Clemson. We have all of our predictions from all of our experts, 18 different experts at VSiN. Professional handicappers broke down their predictions for the game. Matty Humans, Dave Tooley, Steve Mackinnon. You can get Point Spread Weekly Magazine for $9.99, or better yet, you can get that $29.99 offer, get all of our coverage for everything up until the Super Bowl. That includes all the live streaming. It'll include that afternoon best bet email as well, and any kind of subscriber plus stuff that we have, that'll be included as well. Also have our 7-day free trial if you want to give it a shot. That's always available year-round, and we have a membership for $240 for a year. $240 get you covered all year round. It's only about 65 cents a day, and that would include that free bookmaker, Blondale shirt or hat. So you can go to VSiN.com/subscribe if you're interested. Also recommend Jeff Fogle. My partner had a really good article on betting NFL playoffs, so keep an eye out on that as well. I did want to mention one stat, which coming into this weekend, I'm going to lead off in the newsletter tomorrow morning, just talking about some NFL divisional round matchups and trends and stuff to keep an eye on. But one thing that really caught my eye is basically, keep this in mind for tomorrow, I think the dogs have a ton of value, mostly in terms of dogs with big spreads, dogs getting a lot of points, historically have a lot of value. But I think a lot of people are getting a little confused because I've heard a lot of talk, just gambling Twitter and people talking about and saying how, oh, divisional round, it's all about the home teams, all about the home teams. In a way, okay, so this is important. It reminds me of that stat we gave on the Lombardi line about how the Patriots usually win playoff games, not this past week, but usually win like 73% rate, but they don't cover a lot. It's about 50-50. That's really, really pronounced for divisional round weekend. So here's a good stat just to kind of think about, chew on this over the next 24 hours. But divisional round favorites, they're 40-23 straight up, 63.5%. So they usually win 2/3 of the games. But they're only 24-38 against the spread. That's a 39% cover rate. So what does that tell you? That tells you that usually these teams win. Yes, you know, like looking at tomorrow, is San Fran gonna win? Baltimore gonna win? KC gonna win? Green Bay gonna win? Probably at least two or more. Maybe all four. Maybe three out of four. Maybe none of them. But usually they win, but they don't cover. So that I just wanted to clear that up because I've heard a lot about how divisional round weekend is all about the home teams. But you got to remember, is that to win or is that to cover? So you have a lot of value on these dogs to cover these spreads, about a 61% rate. So we'll keep an eye on that as we progress. But I want to lead off with a little hockey. Pretty good night last night, guys. A bunch of hits throughout hockey. The Boston Bruins, my guy Pasta, another hat trick. Bees won. Florida Panthers were huge. We hit on them. They won. St. Louis won. Should have puck lined them. Couldn't get Vegas, and I think we were talking about Anaheim and CBJ. They didn't come through either, but a couple decent hits. Philly in the NBA, Minnesota in the NBA, good 2-0 night in the NBA. And then college basketball is actually sneaky good too. I'm looking at it now, but Towson lay in the wood. They covered. Oakland was huge. They lost by one. James Madison over. Purdue over. Georgia State under. Morehead over. Eastern Illinois over. South Alabama under. Let's see. UT Rio covered in one. Cal. San Fran under. So not a bad day yesterday for talking about sharp action across the board. But I wanted to start with a little hockey. So I want to talk about, you know, for me, I always like to kind of analyze a lot of betting through a lens of, you know, before you get to a season, you preview everything. You go over historical results, try to tweak your models, get your formulas down, get your blueprint down. Throughout the season, you're obviously, you know, so deep into it, you're watching every single night, you have a feel for the way things are going. But I like at the halfway point of every season to look back at the first half and, okay, what worked, what didn't, what can I use to my advantage, you know, what can I lean on, what can I maybe work harder on. So I always think it's good to halfway through a season just kind of see how things are going. So I did this in the newsletter this morning, vsin.com/newsletter. It's free. Get this delivered free to your email every single day. But here's a couple stats. We're, you know, almost, we're a little more than halfway through the hockey season, 82-game season. 41 games would be the halfway point. A lot of these teams, I think, around like game 44, 45. But the All-Star game is January 25th in St. Louis. But for all intents and purposes, we're pretty much halfway through. So far, just some breakdowns here. Favorites, they're 385 and 296. It's a 56.5% win rate. But because you're laying a minus number with these favorites, remember, this is bet to risk, not bet to win. So when these favorites win, you know, you're only winning, you know, if it's a minus 200, you're winning a half unit. So it's always based on that number, the bet to risk, not bet to win. But you actually be down 31 units betting these favorites. Dogs, surprisingly, only won 43.5%, but they're up 5 units. Not bad at all. Home teams are 53.7%. Road teams are 46.3%, but again, because home teams are typically favorites laying a minus number, they're minus 30 units. So if you look at road teams, they are 5.04 units. You see a big discrepancy here, conference dog versus non-conference dog. Conference dogs are 41.8%. Non-conference dogs are 46.1%. So non-conference dogs have done really well. They're up 15.97 units. And anytime we talk about a unit, one unit is like $100. So if I say non-conference dogs are up 15.97 units, that means a $100 guy betting each one so far this year would be up about $1,600 bucks. The one thing that kind of caught my eye was that overs and unders. Overs have actually done pretty well. And, you know, hockey is another weird sport where almost all the major sports you look at, unders performing much better because public wants to bet overs, shaded lines, yada, yada, yada. But actually, hockey, I've seen a lot of more penalties being called, and it's really not your dad's, your grandpa's hockey anymore. It's a much faster league, a lot more scoring, a lot more special teams. So overs are 50.6%, unders 49.4%. Overs are still losing. They're minus 9 units, but unders are minus 30 units. So overs have had some value. Here are just some systems that have caught my eye. Two good teams going head-to-head, 500 win percentage or better. The dog is 50%, 87 and 87 plus 24 units. Two bad teams, sub-500 teams, take the favorite, 63.5% plus 7 units. Non-conference road dogs, they're plus 20 units this year, 91 and 102. Short road dogs, plus 130 or less, coming off a win. Those are 56%. Plus 9.5 units. Dogs with line moving in their favor, so think like plus 120 down to plus 115. They're 47.4%. They're up 10 units. A lot of our rested versus tired systems have been great. Rested team, 2 to 4 days off a loss versus a tired team on the second night of a back-to-back, plus 5.1 units. A team on 3 days of rest versus a team on the second night of a back-to-back, 65%, plus 4.7 units. And well-rested road favorites. Talk about those teams all the time, but 3 to 4 days off versus a team who missed the playoffs the previous year, 63% plus 5 units. So who are the best teams to bet on so far this year? The Islanders, 27-15, up pretty much 11 units. Caps up 9 units. Rangers, surprisingly. And this speaks to, usually think, you know, who are the best teams to bet on? Oh, they must be the teams with the best records, but it's also teams that are undervalued or the public doesn't believe in, because the Rangers, they're only 21 and 22, but because their public is down on them and you're getting plus money a lot and you come through, you know, they're the third best team to bet on, 6.5 units. Blues plus 6.2, Jets plus 5.9, the Avs plus 5.5, Oilers plus 4.81. The worst teams to bet on, Red Wings by far have been terrible, 11-33, minus 15 units, Devils minus 8.8, Canadiens minus 8.3, Ducks minus 7.9, Predators minus 7.3, Kings minus 7.1, and Sharks minus 6.8. Also, always think about some value in a futures bet. You can always, kind of take a shot on a team, see some value on a team, put that away, file it away. Maybe you'll be happy later on. You forget you bet it, and then you can sweat it in the playoffs. Or you just, again, to me, a lot of these futures are, yes, you want a future to hit, but you also want just the ability to get in the dance and make a run, and then you can hedge later on. Bruins, my Boston Bruins, are the Stanley Cup favorite, plus 750. Second up, Lightning plus 1,000, Maple Leafs plus 1,100, Caps and Blues and Avalanche all tied plus 1,200, Penguins plus 1,400, tied with the Stars 1,400, and the Knights plus 1,400, Islanders and Coyotes plus 1,600, and the Canes plus 2,200. So I just want to give you guys a quick recap. Dogs have performed well. We're going to continue to lean on a lot of our rest versus tired matchups and continue to look at line movement, continue to look at but I added some of these systems here, in particular, like the two good teams, 500 or better, take the dog. I added that, so we'll see any matches on that one, and hopefully that'll help us continue to stack a profit in the NHL. Only three games in the NHL tonight, but I did see one that caught my eye, had a lot of value, Arizona and Carolina. Seeing some value on Carolina tonight, and this is your top play in hockey, but if you take a look, Arizona plus 15. Goals for goals against, Carolina plus 22. Arizona 14-7-3 on the road. Carolina 13-8. So goals for goals against does benefit Carolina. Home road isn't a big discrepancy, but big edge to Carolina here. Arizona's on a back-to-back. Arizona played yesterday. They lost 4-0 to Tampa Bay. Carolina has three extra days of rest, and Carolina would match quite a few systems of ours. It would be that rested versus tired non-division. That's 12-5 this year. Rest versus tired, a back-to-back versus a team on 3 days rest, 26-14, 65%. Back-to-back versus 3 days rest, and the opponent missed the playoffs the previous year, it's 14-6, 70%. And another big one, generic rest versus tired match, 24-9, 73%. So it would all match on Carolina. Carolina also open around 170, minus 170, they're up to about minus 180. So bet to rest, not bet to win. With Carolina, the one hockey play that caught my eye tonight. Let's flip over to NBA. Good night in the NBA last night. I love when we can pick our spots, have a nice little 2-0. 76ers were great. Super contrarian spot. No Joel Embiid. Public is all over the Celtics. And even though that line fell to 1.5-1, some looks even went to a pick 'em. That's still the side you want to be on, that contrarian, fade the trendy dog type side. So Sixers were huge, 109-98. Also, the T-Wolves won, 116-102. And if you track that one, the T-Wolves are great because I think they went from plus 2 down to plus 1.5 on the podcast when we talked about it, and then they actually closed at plus 1 or a pick 'em or even minus 1 at one book. So always monitor that late movement. Great hit with the T-Wolves yesterday. But a couple games catching our eye in the NBA. First one, the Pelicans and the Knicks. Seeing some value here on the Knicks at home. This is public pretty heavy on the Pelicans, 3 out of 4 bets. Open Pelicans, 4.5-point road favorite. And it stayed the same. So even though you have heavy betting in New Orleans, line stayed at 4.5. Sharp line freeze even fell to 4 at some books. So pretty much all liability has been on the Knicks here. Obviously, two terrible teams. New Orleans 13-25, New York 10-28. New York will just be awful forever. They're just cursed. James Dolan has to sell that team. I think he's the reason why they're never going to do anything. Even though RJ Barrett, I think they did well with that draft pick. But the Knicks, they've lost 4 in a row. Pelicans have actually won 3 out of their last 5. But open 4.5 and stayed that way. And actually some liability juice wise is on the Knicks side. So the Knicks getting 4.5 at home, sharp line freeze.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people.
But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Keep cruising. Memphis Grizzlies seeing some sharp action to them. They're at home against the Spurs. Public is heavy on the Spurs in this one, but it opened Spurs -1, and now it's flipped to Memphis -1, or down to a pick 'em. So again, public heavy Spurs, yet all liability reverse line move have been to Memphis. If you can look at a book giving you a Memphis +1, I think you have some good value there. Memphis has won 3 in a row, so sneaky. You think of Memphis still as being terrible and the Spurs being great, but you can take advantage of that public bias in that one. Keep cruising. The Bulls, seeing some sharp action to the Bulls. They open +3.5 at home against the Pacers. They're down to 3, and heavy betting on the Pacers to get an almost 8 out of 10 bets. So heavy betting Pacers, yet line moved to the Bulls. So you can get a 3. You know, if you can shop for the best line, get a 3.5 with Chicago. I think that is really your best play there. But I've seen some sharps hit the Bulls at 3, 3.5. Some good value there on Chicago at home. Also, they're on a long losing streak, so I always want to buy low on these teams in a bad losing streak just because they're super undervalued. Charlotte and Utah, really sharp under here. Open 212.5. It's down to 209. So you've continued to see some wise guy action on that under, causing that total to fall. It's kind of a slow pace under. And that's also a high total spread under that falls when the total is 10 or more. When the spread is 10 or more and the total falls at least 1 point, the under is 57%. So got some value there to the Jazz under. Magic and Suns, sharp play to the Suns. Open Suns -2. Public split, even leaning a little bit Magic, and yet the line went up to Suns -3. Some books are even at 3.5. You can see a 3 on the Suns, not a bad play at all, but I think that's kind of a little bit of a reverse line move, buy low, kind of a contrarian favorite play with Phoenix. And Phoenix just got hit -3 again, so Phoenix laying the wood on that one. And last one, Bucks and Kings, some sharp stuff to the over. Open 223, it's up to 224. Just saw a book go to 224.5. It's kind of both a pros and Joe's over spot. And these are good over team with the Bucks. The Bucks are actually 19-19. They're not that great. But they do score a lot. They do, you know, they play decent defense. They're giving up about 107 a game, but they're averaging 118. And actually, you've seen Sacramento turn it on. 1-3 of their last 4. They're averaging over like 117 a game. So if you're looking for some points, Bucks, Kings, you're not alone. Sharps hit that over as well. Let's flip it over to a little college hoops. Smaller slate today, guys, only 11 games, so I think that plays to our advantage because a lot of these games will be heavily bet, and they're not big games, but public has nowhere else to go. They got the fever this weekend with football, and they want to get down on some games tonight, and a lot of these games aren't big-name schools, so you're going to have public bettors betting games that they don't know anything about. So I think that provides a soft market for a lot of us to capitalize on. First game I saw, Pennsylvania, Penn, and Princeton. A couple Ivies going head-to-head here, but did see a lot of sharp action to the under. This game opened with a total of, looks like, 149. It's all the way down to 144.5, so that number has really, really fallen. You worry a little bit it's fallen so much. Is value now gone? I did see the last under move came in under 145.5, so that was kind of your last sharp play, but sharps really seem to like that under, causing that total to really plummet there. Northern Kentucky, seeing some sharp stuff here to the over. Open 133, it's up to 135.5. Pros have been banging that over, causing it to rise. Also don't think a Northern Kentucky play is a bad play. KenPom has this closer to, I think, a 4-point spread, but Northern Kentucky opened -1, and you're seeing them pretty much stay one, but it looks like they're going to go to 1.5. So I don't think Northern Kentucky, even the money line play, you know, minus, I'm looking at one book, minus 114 money line play with Northern Kentucky. Not a bad spot at all in that one. Iona and Ryder. Iona, barely knew her. Wrecked them, damn near killed them. Iona over, seen a lot of sharp action here. Total open 150. It's up to 154.5. Some books are even at 155. So possibly a high-scoring game in that one. If you take a look in terms of points for, points against, Ryder's giving up, averaging 73, giving up 73. Iona's averaging 67, giving up 75. They are 7-6 to the over Ryder, 5-4 to the under with Iona. But a lot of sharp money in that over, causing that Ryder over to rise. Fairfield, this total is crazy. It opened at 113. It's rising as we speak. It's up to 114. I just saw it go to 115. So it's kind of an obvious, like, you know, so low it has to go over. You shouldn't really think that way. But I do have a system here. It's called low total, take the over. How ironic. But when the total is 115 or less, the over is 273 and 210, 56.5% since 2005. So that's a pretty good cover rate, and it's covering by almost 2 points. So you do have a lot of value to take the over in those low-scoring games. Even though it seems pretty obvious, it does sometimes obvious things do come through there. So Fairfield over. Let's get that one. Wright State playing Ooey Pooey. The over in this one, 155 up to 156.5. Do have a lot of good stuff on high totals, 150 or higher. The under is 60%, 130 and 87, but seen that total rise, and I have seen some sharps hit that over. Buffalo and Miami, Ohio, saw some sharps to the under here, open 159.5. Some books are even 160. It's down to 158. I also saw a book go to 157.5, so that would be your high total 150 or more that falls. That's 55% this year. So some sharp action to the Buffalo under. Maryland and Iowa. I think you have some value here on Maryland. It's going to be a heavily bet game. Iowa would have some value in terms of kind of just a contrarian spot, money line dog at home situation, but I like Maryland here. They're playing well. It's not a crazy public play. It's about 6 out of 10 bets on Maryland. Open Maryland -1.5. It's up to -2 most books. But if you can see a 1.5 and around a -125 money line, not a bad play either. But Maryland, seeing some kind of both pro and Joe action in that one. That's a 7 o'clock game. Going to be a heavily bet spot there. So keep an eye on that one. Another big game, Butler-Providence. This is your most heavily bet game of the night. It's a 9 o'clock game. Got more bets than any other game. And it'll really outpace them all, the fact that it's a late starting game. But seen some sharp action of Providence. Two-thirds of bets on Butler. Butler opened -2.5 on the road. It's down to 1.5. So you've seen some sharps hit Providence, getting 2.5, getting 2, causing that line to fall to 1.5. Also, the over opened at 126, it's up to 127, or even 127.5. So some pro action to the over as well. And then Ball State, Akron, last game of the night. Seen a little bit to Ball State. Open Akron -4.5. It's down to 4 or even 3.5, even though you have 7 out of 10 bets laying it with Akron. So sharp reverse line move there to Ball State. Also a little bit to the over, open 135. It's up to 136.5 or even 137. Now let's do a quick recap, just getting ready for this weekend. We talked about it earlier, but that James Madison, North Dakota State game, hopefully you jumped on North Dakota State +1.5 because now they're down to -1. So going to beat the closing line pretty good on that one. The total as well has really plummeted. All about that wind, 20 miles an hour of wind, 51 down to 48 now. So it continues to fall. Monday we'll talk. On the Lombardi line this weekend, we'll talk about Clemson and LSU, but also on Monday we'll have a huge Monday podcast talking about the championship game. But still think you're painted 6 across the board. If you can chop for the best line, get a 6.5. I think you can maybe spot a square book with 6.5. It's really only your outlier books, but the line is between 5.5 and 6.5. I'd say probably 6 is the most common number, but a lot of value on Clemson here +6. Kind of the storyline I'm hearing is, you know, LSU has to get up early and just pound Clemson. If they let Clemson stick around, you know, Clemson could win outright. But I really like the plus six with Clemson. You have an experience advantage. You have you know, a team that's gone to, what, four of the last five title games or three of the last four or something like that. They've won two of the last three. A lot of experience with Dabo Sweeney and Trevor Lawrence. But I like the chip on the shoulder of Clemson. I think that plays their advantage. And also, just from an analytics standpoint, inflated line, open up at five, or even some books for four, some books for 3.5 even. You can get key number 6 or 6.5. And this is the most heavily bet game maybe in the history of college football. And almost only one out of four bets are on Clemson. So you have some great, this is the epitome of bet against the public opportunity with Clemson. So you can back a good team and a really chip on their shoulder contrarian spot. So I got Clemson plus 6.5. But I like the 6 too if you can't get the 6.5. I'm just lucky because I live in a spot where I only have access to these online accounts, and I can get some square books before they shade me and shut me off. Talking about NFL this weekend, remember that trend I told you. Home teams' favorites usually do win, but they don't cover. Minnesota San Fran line's sitting pretty chilly here at 7. Really hasn't moved off of 7. It is notable the juice is a little bit to the 49ers, so if you haven't bet the Vikings yet, it may tip at 7.5. That's kind of the way it's trending, because the plus 7 is minus 105 Vikings, the minus 7 is minus 115 49ers, so maybe you can kind of stalk this line like a gazelle in the Serengeti and pounce on it if it gets at 7.5. The hook would be great here, but I still like Minnesota even at 7. Total's 44.5. I think it may fall further. It actually got down to 44 at one point over the last 24 hours, got back to 44.5, 10 miles an hour of wind. So the under in San Fran looks like some value. Tennessee-Baltimore holding steady here, 9.5. Really not much movement in that one. Some looks are at 10. I feel like Tennessee, I would try to get the 10 in that one. Weather-wise, not much of an update. It's still going to be around 10, 12, 14 miles an hour of wind. Do have Bill Vinovich, an under ref, 57.6%, and a road ref, 55.7%. So it would benefit Tennessee a little bit. Houston, KC, still sitting chilly, 9.5. Some books are at 9. Total continues to rise. It's now up to 51. I saw 51.5. I still go under, no play in that one. But again, don't want to go right into a buzzsaw. Although we did see some totals rise, and it didn't seem to matter. Still hit the under. But also the last game, Seattle-Green Bay, continues to be a really interesting spot because that line is now 4.5 to Green Bay. And it's going to be kind of an ultimate pros versus Joes game. Public on Seattle, yet line moving to Green Bay. Although it's not as big of a public play as it was early, you did have like two-thirds of bets on Seattle early on. Now it's down to a little more than half. So I think it's tough because Green Bay, again, has that line move, 3.5 up to 4.5. But I'm leaning a little bit Seattle the more I look at it, grabbing the points. I honestly think all dogs this weekend have a ton of value. If you can get Minnesota 7, I'm not even going to say 7.5 because I don't think that'll – it's kind of unrealistic. But Minnesota at 7, Tennessee at 10, Houston at 10, Seattle at 4.5. I mean, those are really the spots that I'd be leaning on this weekend in a weekend where divisional dogs actually – this is your best weekend to bet dogs overall. Divisional dogs are 38-24, 61%. Playoff dogs in general, 98-77, 56% since 03. Love this one. Big playoff dogs plus 7 or more, 36-24, 60% ATS. You saw the Vikings cash against the Saints in that play. And also like this one, playoff team off a bye, fading a team off a bye, 52-43, 55%. So it would all match there. To those dogs. So maybe all the favorites win, but do they cover? We'll see. But seeing some value on all those dogs in that one. But that's about it, guys. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Again, hope to see you on the Lombardi line. It's a great opportunity to talk games, talk betting, and I'm really excited for a big weekend ahead. So really appreciate it. And if you need anything, you know I'm always here for you. You can find me at Josh_insights on Twitter. You can always find me via email, josh@vsin.com. And you know we'll be grinding like we always do. So have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Enjoy the sweats. Stick to your bankroll management plan, and stay sharp, stay contrarian, avoid parlays. Although the occasional teaser on the NFL weekend is not a bad idea at all. And I will and I'll catch you at the window. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.